Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day the Lord will come. The other day, I was watching a documentary on the Orthodox monks of Mount Athos. Usually, those monks don't permit TV stations to interview them, but they did allow 60 minutes to do so, which was quite exceptional. At one point, the interviewer asked one of the monks the reason for their existence as monks. And the monk replied that it was a preparation for death. Their whole existence as monks on Mount Athos was to prepare themselves to die. The interviewer looked like he was taken aback by this reply, but then he was even shown a place where skulls were heaped up in a great pile. And the monk said that one day his bones would also be included in that pile after the grave had claimed his mortal remains, leaving only the bones. What a stark reminder that all of our lives will one day have an end here on earth. Nobody can escape that fact. So these monks pray day after day. They pray for 8 hours every day. They sleep only about 3 hours at night. They fast. When they work at their various projects, their lips are always moving because they are always praying the Jesus prayer. So their lives are given over completely to prayer in preparation for the day that the Lord will call them from this life. But they await that day not with a certain foreboding, but with great joy and anticipation. They know that this life here on earth is not their true homeland. Heaven is their true home. These monks of Mount Athos are, of course, not the only Christians who have this kind of perspective on life. You can find that perspective in religious communities in the Catholic Church. You can find it also among many of the laity. Many Catholic laity attend daily Mass as well as pray privately. They too know that they must prepare themselves for death. So death for those people is not feared. It's anticipated with a measure of joy and hope. Our faith assures us that we're meant to live forever in the mystery of God. And this time that we've been given here on earth is a time of preparation for the eternity with God. Of course, we're not monks, and so we have to live in our world. We have many distractions, but there's still a way that we can prepare ourselves, each of us, for death. Going to confession regularly, assisting at daily Mass, praying the Rosary, making the 9 first Fridays, the 5 first Saturdays, doing penance, making sacrifices, putting to death whatever might be leading us away from our God. And when we become seriously ill or we're facing a major operation, we should always have recourse to the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. It is a very powerful means of grace. But we shouldn't wait if we're taking care of somebody. We shouldn't wait for them to be anointed after they've already become unconscious. Ideally, the sick woman or the sick man should receive the sacrament of reconciliation as soon as possible and receive Holy Communion as part of that sacrament. And only a priest can administer that sacrament of the anointing. And of course, there are innumerable novenas and other devotions that help a person on this journey of faith. I especially recommend total consecration to Jesus through Mary, the wearing of the brown scapular or miraculous medal, as well as making a pilgrimage to a sacred place such as Fatima or Lourdes or Guadalupe, and of course praying frequently to Saint Joseph, patron of a happy death. A happy death is one in which the person dies in sanctifying grace, having received the anointing, having confessed all their mortal sins. So, you see, you don't have to live as a monk on Mount Athos to prepare yourself for death. You can joyfully and hopefully embrace the mystery of death, passing over beyond the veil to the eternal life of heaven, carefully keeping watch and preparing well right where you live. I like the way St. Francis of Assisi wrote about death. He named the experience Sister Death, suggesting thereby that death should be viewed familiarly, not with fear. He believed that death frees man from earthly sufferings and limitations, leads to a new life with God. His view was profoundly spiritual, as it should be for all of us. It reflected a deep trust in God's plan, suggesting that death should be embraced not with dread, but with the understanding that it is part of life's divine cycle. We understand that the death of Jesus and his glorious resurrection are keys to our own freedom from the bonds of death. The sacrament of the Eucharist reminds us very powerfully that the body and blood of Christ is indeed the divine remedy for attaining the life that will never end, the life God bestows on those who love him.